Hi, this is Marissa Martinez Marquez with the PG Podcast. I know this episode we are doing the second part of the Gilmore Girls Netflix revival. This is very, 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 very delayed. As I explained in the last podcast, this was actually recorded before Thanksgiving, like the day before Thanksgiving. And the reason I hadn't released it was because it was recorded right after a fairly big breakup with someone that I'd been with for a very long time. So obviously in the podcast, it gets emotional at times with my parents. And so I wasn't quite ready to release it until now. And I think the last episode I released was about 3 weeks ago now, and that was the first part of the Gilmore Girls series. Now tomorrow is Valentine's Day, or when this is going to get released, it will be Valentine's Day. So I want to say happy love to everyone. But for me, this Valentine's Day is a little different than it has been for quite a few years. And so I'm really excited to release this second episode because it's a bit of a reminder, while you may not have that quote unquote special someone, that there's more than just one. There's a lot of people out there who love you, including your friends, your parents, and just there's a lot of people surrounding you that love you. And this day doesn't need to be about, you know, what you don't have or what you wish you have. Just enjoy the fact that there are so many other people out there who really care about you. And nothing shows that more than in this episode with my parents, where we do talk a lot about love and loss. And I'm feeling very lucky to have two people in my life who are not afraid to show me how much they love me all the time. I didn't think I would get emotional talking about this because I love my parents. And I'm really excited that I get to do this podcast with them. I hope you are enjoying listening to our very silly conversations about movies. We've got a large lineup coming up, so I hope you will continue listening on. Please follow me on Facebook at Marissa Martinez Marquez. Like the podcast. If you could write a review, that would be really great. And without further ado, here's my parents talking more Gilmore Girls. Bye. Okay. Here we are back for parental units, parental guidance. We're still working on this name. This is, I'm here with Maria and Ponciano Marquez, my parents. Ponciano.
Ponciano.
Are you correcting me on how to pronounce your name after 35 years of being your daughter?
Yep.
Ponciano?
Uh-huh.
Ponciano.
Yep.
Not Ponciano.
You don't have practice. I thought I'd let you. It's dad. So dad. So
dad.
It's easier for you to.
Actually, it's Padre.
I've called you Padre. Padre for the last 20 years.
Yeah, I don't understand why you gave your nickname, yourself the nickname Daddy-O to me. Why you sign off all of your emails with Daddy-O.
Because that's what you did. I did that.
I don't remember doing that.
Yeah, when you
signing off as Daddy-O.
Yep, yep. Emails and texts, that's what you do, Daddy-O.
I never called you Daddy-O. I've always called you Padre. Mm-hmm. I've always called Mom.
Yeah,
Or mommy.
Well, that's okay when you say padre because that's what some people start to call me at in our church group.
Because you're just a step away from becoming a priest? Is that why?
Father Ponce.
Ponciano. What did I say? I said Ponciano?
Pan.
Punch. Like punch. Not punch. It's pun. It's pun. Oh,
Did I pronounce it like Ponciano?
Ponciano,
Ponciano. Wow. Always great knowing that I have mispronounced my father's name for my entire life. I've also mispronounced my own last name, so that's Marquez.
It's been butchered many, many different ways, so it doesn't bug me anything.
I love how we've completely gotten off topic right at the start, guys. So
you're leading this.
This is true. This little, well, what you have learned from the other podcasts is this podcast is basically my non-professional industry parents giving their reviews of film and television. Mom stayed awake during these episodes. This is the part two of Gilmore Girls. I think it's a year in the life. I should probably research more. But yeah, we binged watched the entire thing today. And so we covered the last two episodes of a four-part miniseries, I guess. And then what time of year were these episodes called, Mom? Mom just let out the biggest
fall
yawn.
And summer.
Fall and summer. Or summer and fall. If you were going with regular weather patterns, which may change because of global warming, but in theory, currently it is summer then fall.
Okay.
So in the summer episode, which was about 90 minutes long, yeah. Do you remember what happened in the summer episode?
Summer episode, the thing that sticks in my head is that that little show that they were putting on that took about
20 minutes
and
a singing Broadway.
Yes. And you guys kept saying, "Ooh, that girl can actually sing. That girl is a good singer." That's because that is the one and only Sutton Foster.
Yeah.
And then who else?
The original.
She's not an original. She's just Sutton Foster. I guess she's a famous Broadway
singer.
Actor. Yeah. She's got her own television show. But yes, she's a very talented lady. And Carole King was on there. She'd made cameos before in the past, but it was a big cameo episode.
Yeah. I guess they have to throw that in to make it like on the original things where they brought in some people that are famous, I guess.
Yes.
Yeah. So they have to do that. But when you have an hour and a half show and you spend 20 minutes or something like that, and it's like they don't have nothing else to.
Is it a filler moment, Father? Is that what you're
Although, saying? Although like I finally get it that those songs that they sung that got Lorelai mad was her big criticism was about the lead, the girl was jumping from having sex with everyone in the joint. So it sort of, I guess. Maybe she took it personally.
Yes. Yeah. And then the last song that they sung was Unbreakable,
Right.
She's not.
That's where it hit her.
But there were a lot of it was the musical number or the musical show, but there were some big moments in there. Mm-hmm. Who came back, Dad? Who you were waiting for the entire time?
Hey, Jess. Jess. Jess, yeah. Yeah, that's one thing that I really admire about the way they work everybody in there again, and it seems like they were willing to go back to do their part.
Yeah.
That tells you that those actors really liked the show. There was no hurt feeling or something like that.
I think it seemed like they had a labor of love for everyone who got a chance to be on the show. And plus it was when it was originally aired, it was, you know, all those people were, you know, no-named, you know, quote-unquote not famous at the time. So, and now they're...
I don't know. I think Herman...
He was Herman, the biggest star. Yeah.
That's
but
right.
He got the, also, you know, like, yeah. You know, when special in the credits, special
appearance
by,
or something. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm forgetting the actress's name who plays Lorelai. I mean, she was in a couple of movies and stuff like that, but I know Lauren, her as Lorelai.
Lauren Graham. Lauren Graham.
The original
Laura. There's only one. You can't say original when there's only one person.
I think she meant to say. See,
I meant
the,
to
the,
say Laura.
The real
the
name
actress,
of the person.
But
the
real
actress,
person
not
that
the,
is Laura.
Jeez. I need to have interpreter. It's the actress name, not the part that she's playing. That's what you're knows.
I don't. The part that she's playing, you know more about the show than I do. Apparently, what the writer, you think the writer and the director of the show. Mm-hmm. It is actually her life.
Yep, yep.
Now, do you know that as fact, or do you know that?
No.
Okay. You've just decided this.
Yep,
this is
yep.
the backstory of the origin story of how the Gilmore Girls got made. Mm-hmm. So, in other words, none of this is fact-checked, people. Do not trust this. This
so
is
it's not a true story. It's a made-up story.
No. So remember at the end, that's what they were talking about.
This book.
She's about to do a script.
A script called Gilmore Girls.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I guess I will have to find that out. Mm-hmm. If this is something based on the creator's real life, which is what you keep telling me to do, Dad. I'm trying to make something up about you guys. See, and this is why we have this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
But
that has been said by many people. Write, if you're an author, write on the things that you know about.
Yes. Well, I'm a playwright, technically, I guess, by trade. I'm a playwright, but. Our lives are more of a sitcom at all times.
Yes.
I don't know if it's quite Gilmore Girl material. There's not
no,
as much.
No, definitely. You're in the wrong country, too. for our family life to be appreciated by a majority of people in here.
Well, I think it would be enjoyed. I think you're just more of a sitcom than a drama or a dramedy. This is kind of borderline. So for you, summer was it memorable or just it's sort of like, oh, it kind of got to some points because it was mostly the musical. That's what you... She's decided, and who gives her the idea to write a book? Gives Rory the idea to write a book.
It was Jess.
Yeah. So Dad thinks Jess is her true love, the one that fits. And then Luke and Lorelai. Now, what was going on with their relationship in this episode?
Well, first, about true love, I think it's just in his mind, or in my estimation, really loved Rory. But I don't know if Rory reciprocate. I think she's tied too much with Logan.
Logan, yeah.
Yeah. So.
And now I'm getting the episodes mixed up because we watched them. Logan shows up in the summer episode, right, to surprise her because she's feeling down. Or is that in the next episode, in the fall episode? Well, I guess it's in the sort of more in the fall episode.
Yeah, in the fall. Yeah.
So I guess we're gonna go into the fall episode because basically the summer episode was Sutton Foster stealing part of the show,
and at
the end of the summer episode, Lorelai decides to. Does Mom remember? Mm-hmm. What does Lorelai decide to do?
Decide to do hiking.
Hiking. There you go, Mom.
Yeah.
But she's going to do The Wild. There's a book called The Wild that was then made into a movie with Reese Witherspoon, which...
But
to discover herself, she's decided to go discover herself.
Yeah. The summer episode is just a build-up of people getting angry at each other or not understanding each other.
Yes.
Yeah.
So which leads us
getting
to the
heating up.
Yes. Yeah. Which leads us to the fall to finale.
To the cooling period,
as it were.
Yeah.
So what happened in the fall, she goes hiking. Now, what do you think about that? What do you think about her leaving everything behind and going away for 3 weeks to find herself or discover what she wants?
Well, I sort of could understand that because at one point in my life, when things go haywire, I like to go look at the ocean. Water seems to have a calming effect on me.
Yeah.
So I like to see the waves coming in and try to, I don't know, think. I guess meditate, I guess, or think about the facts of life while staring at the water.
So what body of water?
The Pacific Ocean.
Oh.
You go to San Francisco.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, there's a way out there, away from civilization, quote unquote. You know, you're by yourself, or even if you're with company, still you see this grandiose creation that, you know, you're small, your problem's small compared to all the beauty that's around you, all the enormous thing that's out there.
I see that. So, see that.
Yeah.
How about you, Mom? What is this stank face you're giving me? You're giving me some...
No, that's painful.
Taking off your bra? What's going on over here, Mom? Do you understand that? Have you ever run away?
No.
Wanted to take a break?
Oh, no.
I'm thinking all the time that I'm going to America. I'm going to America.
No, it's quite the little problem. Yeah. Jog you got there, Mom. Your thumbs up going to America sign.
You know this, that we told you this before, that when your mom has a problem, I told you where she hides.
In the bathroom.
She goes into the bathroom, close the door, lock it.
And, yeah.
Because your dad is always yelling at me.
Maybe she also listens to the water, but it's a different, it's not a big water.
I'm thinking of revenge.
Jeez, Mom. What do you mean revenge?
To talk back, but I cannot do it.
Oh.
Because I'm not that type, talking back. I didn't do it with my parents. I just cry when they say something. I don't tell anything to them. I just swallowed it.
So you're just stewing in the bathroom, angry. You did that in my apartment
it's
once.
It's a different... Yeah.
In my studio apartment.
It's a different kind of stewing.
When I'm angry,
yes,
I clean up. I clean everything. But my mind is...
That's your Powerpuff move.
Yeah. Instead of talking back.
See this amazing move my mom's doing.
Hitting anyone, I just hit the...
Hit the floor with a mop?
Yeah.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. Okay. You just sponge things? That's your anger. So dad's going to the ocean. Mom's in the bathroom. Great. So
and Lorelai is trying to start a hike. She can't.
But she never goes on the hike, right?
Yeah.
But she meets a lot of... Well, the funny thing for me was that, there's all these women who are doing it. Mm-hmm. You know, there's this collective of women, like their mother died or they're going through a divorce or they're having these big life moments and they're looking for the answer by using someone else's answer to their problem, which was to go search for the answer, like this character or not the actual person. I think The Wild is autobiographical. Mm-hmm. She wrote this after, I think, her mother passed away, and she went on this hike, is a very dangerous hike, and people, I liked that they said in the beginning, like, you shouldn't be doing this, I kept telling these people, you shouldn't be making this huge hike.
But isn't this a proof that, you know, one thing that I mentioned to you about the what comes first, the chicken or the egg, is the television and radio movies, does it influence the culture or does the culture influence what is shown on television? And to me, the fact that these people saw a movie and they are,
or read the book. That was the book. There was the people who were movie people and the people who were the book people.
And they were doing this. See? Influence. They get influenced by the thing. So to me, that's a proof that... The television, what they see on television and hear on the radio and seeing the movies and things like that, it influenced things. It's a shame that there's a...
Well, I think also that the person who originally did it, you know, or the woman who wrote the book, that was her actual experience. Mm-hmm. So it does start from nothing. Mm-hmm. There are things that start from scratch, Dad. So...
Yeah.
I mean, there's always going to be leaders and there's always going to be followers. So I just think... that your chicken and the egg argument is the same question of there's always going to be leaders and there's always going to be followers. But Lorelai, what does she find? What is the answer that she finds while she's out there?
Like she said in the thing, the one that jogs her memory was when she decided, because She didn't have the permit and she can't go for the walk. So she drove to a place where she thinks she could get coffee, and there was, because it's closed, can't get the coffee, and then walk around the place and saw this big, vast, forested, green valley or hills.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I don't understand why that would kick her thoughts about whatever their...
Her dad.
Yeah, her yeah, think, but...
Well, it's like the ocean thing, right? She just finally... She was able to turn off, which turned something else on, which was the memory about her dad coming to the mall after she had her first breakup.
Yeah, but...
Dad never got me a pretzel.
How did that affect...
Never chased after me after my first breakup.
But how did that... I mean, I'm not sure on how that influenced the difficulty in her life. She said it was the best birthday she ever had.
Yes.
So everything is downhill from there, I guess. So.
I guess up until that point, it was the best birthday she'd ever had. Up to 13.
Yeah.
I think she was. But so there was that little story. I thought it was a little... To me, the story was okay for that big of a moment. But that's just my personal issue with some of the writing stuff. Some of the camera stuff I had problems with, too. I liked how they filmed it before. Mm-hmm. This time they always had like a motion camera following them, you know, which I didn't think was really necessary. But
But that was a good scene when Rory and her best friend Elaine, they were in that like a golf cart type thing, and in the back of the golf cart, and they were going around, and they were having their discussion, I guess it being followed by the camera people. That was a moving thing.
Yes,
pretty good.
I guess, but they did it throughout the entire, four episodes, which I think kind of took away a little bit from, because the whole reason the show got really popular is the dialogue. You know, you stay on that one person as they unload this extremely exquisite diatribe of whatever issue.
Fast-paced,
whatever. They always have all these fun little cultural references. Mm-hmm. In the summer episode, there were a couple of references to Game of Thrones, which I don't, neither of you watch. It's too violent for you, Mommy.
Yeah.
Game of Thrones, very violent show. But anyways, going back to the fall episode, so she doesn't go to the wild, which the guy who stops her, one of is the guy from Sports Night. Do you remember when we used to watch that show? He was the anchor on Sports Night.
Which one?
The blonde one. Dan Rydell, I think. Dan was the blonde one, and the brunette one was Dan. I'm horrible with names. Anyways, from Sport, the guy who, the park ranger who stomps her, who doesn't let her go through because she doesn't have the permit, he was on Sports Night. I had a big crush on him. I thought his part was going to be bigger because I was like, that's a guy from Sports Night. But anyways, he was the one who stopped her. That's another cameo in there.
Yeah.
Rory also becomes the newspaper editor for the Gazette, right? The Stars Hollow Gazette. I think that started in the fall episode or in the summer episode. I think it started in the summer episode, and then she takes it over. In this one, this is where her rich friends come back. to surprise her. What'd you think of that?
Rory's rich friends.
Well, that's one of the.
That's a throwback to the.
The
last couple of seasons of the show.
It has always been. This show has always been, the comparison of the have and the have nots, you know, the rich and the poor, and who is, to me, it tells you who has more fun. Is it the rich or the poor, and what do they consider fun? That thing about those guys.
She says, I think Lorelai actually, or Rory calls it the riches to rags story. She makes a reference when they're at the grandfather's tombstone, you know, that it's a riches to rags story. But you were saying, so who has more fun? The rich or the not so rich?
No, it's then to me they're not so rich because they have to do with, I mean, it's not a made up thing. It's something that's more natural.
Yeah.
See, to me, the fun that the rich has, they make up things, they buy a car, they booze it up, and things like that, and so.
They have to make believe the fun. They have to make the fun happen. Yeah. It's at an extreme.
Yeah.
So they take her, you know, that one of the characters just keeps buying all this stuff.
Yeah.
Buying a club, buying the.
Yeah. And that some of those things are kind of unbelievable too, because you just don't buy a club overnight.
Overnight. Yeah.
Hey, there's some papers to be signed.
Dad's like thinking of the logistics of this. And then she sees Logan for what we think is going to be the last time because he's going to get married.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So
this is goodbye while he was in London and she was in Connecticut, I guess. And Logan, as usual, come to her aid with
money.
With what money can buy.
Yeah. That's why you're Team Jess, not Team Logan.
Well, I gotta root for the team that I belong.
You're not part of the Richie Rich team? Is that what you're saying, Dad?
No.
So in the summer episode, what happens when Lorelai gets back from the wild?
And that's when they have... that's when they finally communicated. They tried to, at the same time, try to say something to each other, and as usual... They are not listening to each other until finally one of them stopped talking. The guy and looks at everything until finally he was stopped by Laurel eyes.
Yeah. So they asked him to marry her.
Yeah.
See,
their communication has a lot of things to be desired because they just talk instead of listening also.
Is that why your relationship works out so
like
well?
It's like they are fighting when they talk. It's like... Your dad is like that. It's like he's fighting with you. Maria! Can you hand me that thing there? Maria! nothing to eat in this house. Maria!
So are you saying Dad is a Luke? Or is he a Lorelai? Because I don't think you're Luke or Lorelai in this scenario, Mom. Right? You have the, what do you call it? Daddy. Yeah, Dad's a yeller. He likes to yell. Mm-hmm. But is that why your relationship works out so well? It's because Dad talks and you just listen?
Mm-hmm. I don't want to. No, when I'm four, that's the one when I erupt my head. Look at him.
When you're quiet, when Mom's quiet, it's dangerous, huh?
Yeah, but one of the things that I have learned in our 39 years of marriage or so is that. But I know your mom, and I don't know if it's difficult or she doesn't want to say what's on her mind. So I got to step back a little bit and think about what's on her mind. Not just keep saying things. So, yeah, I have learned to, sometimes... rethink maybe what I just said. It's this, oops, I should have said that or something like that.
Yeah, you're always in trouble with your mom. You do. When you say a word to me, I say, "That's not the right word on my ears." So I just keep quiet.
As your mom famously said at our 25th wedding anniversary, when I think she said, how did we last for so long, 25 years?
Mm-hmm.
And she said, I just closed my eyes.
I do remember that. And I groaned because I was like, ew. I don't know what that means. That's just gross. That sounds gross. Yeah, Mom's giving me a dirty look right now. I just closed my eyes.
Yeah, whatever your dad says. I don't look at him like that. I just close my eyes. Because I don't want to.
She should have said that. She just closed her mouth.
I don't.
She doesn't talk back.
Well, I don't know how we got. Wait, so where were we? So
I don't know. You're the one who took notes.
No, they took. So they're now. They communicated that they want to marry one
another.
They
finally have an understanding what's on their head. They finally
set it
out. Unloaded.
Loud.
Yeah.
Yes.
Luke finally said that. Whatever it takes, I don't want you going away. I want you to. Want to be with you. Whatever you are.
So they finally agreed that they want the same thing. Took them a long time, but they finally agreed they want the same thing.
Yeah.
So, and obviously, you know, like there's three. They're telling the story of all the Gilmore women, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, Lorelai is going to pursue the fact that she actually loves Luke and is going to marry him.
Mm-hmm.
And then Rory is trying to find her place or her purpose, which is to write
a book,
their story.
Mm-hmm.
And then the grandmother, I always forget her name. What's the mother's name?
Emily.
There it is. Emily Gilmore is going to... She's selling the big house and finding a life for herself, which is in Nantucket, apparently, which was very random, but, you know, so she's going.
And one of the things that's surprising with the things that she hasn't fired that...
The maid.
The maid.
Yeah. She likes the maid that she can't understand, and her entire family is coming in and fixing everything and doing everything for her around the house. the kids. I like how the kids, I'm like, do they have school? Where are these? Why are these kids here all the time? I still can't decide what I'm like. They keep saying it's not Spanish. I was like, was it Portuguese? I was trying to figure out what language they were speaking. My guess would be Portuguese, but I'm not. I have no clue. Maybe someone else can tell us what that was. But so it was kind of nice to see all of them, you know, everyone, for me, you know, it's really nice to see that people are always trying to find their way, you know, because you always think, when I was in my 20s, I kept thinking, oh, I should know what I want. I should be there by my 30s. And I'm in my 30s now and I'm not, you know, where in theory I thought I would be or want to be, or I'm still very much in this confused space. So it's nice to know that continually people are confused.
Yeah, you're not living if you don't have... if you think everything is set according to your plans.
I guess so, yeah. You're just living by the playbook then, huh? Things don't come up that you weren't surprised by.
It's not a life. It's a fairy tale. It's a script. You cannot script life. Life throws you a curve here and there.
You don't know when.
Yes, there is many a curve. Yeah. I've definitely taken a few of those.
Ups and turns. Ups and downs.
What? And all along, during all these ups and downs, they have what?
They love with each other.
Yes. Wow. Yeah. Mom jumped on that quicker than you, Dad. They have each other, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, that's the main ingredient. If you love each other, you will make accommodations. You will make adjustments in the thing.
But they're family, and that's why. Yeah. That's why, you know, there's, you know, all these people passing through their life. But the three of them always have each other. You know, it is called Gilmore Girls. So they really focused on the women and not so much how, you know, other than Lorelai, how the men sort of affect them in that way. It was kind of nice to see that. And
In fact, Emily sort of became a caricature of what she was originally, you know, she's a docent at that whaling museum.
Yeah,
I mean, she's working for nothing. I mean, she's the lady that she's rich and never worked in her life. Now she's working for free. Although I don't know if her style is
the best
for
style.
The kids.
But she seems to enjoy it, the important part is. She seems to...
It's because the husband is not there anymore.
Yeah.
So she has to go out and...
find a life for herself.
Yeah.
Which is nice that she found that in talking about killing whales, which was awkward. But so then we go back to Luke and... Lorelai preparing for their big wedding day, and they decide to not really elope, but to take the edge off, basically just get married.
Yeah. But you know,
instead of in front of everyone.
Did we really see a wedding, or that was a practice?
That was legitimately them getting married to one another. Like, because that was the priest. I think they got married to one another. And then what they don't show us is, you know, the next morning you see them sitting sort of, it comes full circle, right? They're sitting at the gazebo again. And they're sitting there in a way that you don't quite know. I mean, it seemed like it was the early morning, like they had sat there and drank all morning. You know,
all through the night,
or all through the night,
in the middle of the night.
Yeah. So maybe they're going to get ready, and then the real wedding is going to happen after that.
Yeah, I thought that was the case, that that was just a practice. Or
yeah, no, concept. I think they got married, you know. So when people see them the next day, that edge is taken off because they already know they've already been married. They're already married to one another. And they didn't want to wait another minute, you know.
But why wasn't Jess there? Jess was not in the
last
Elaine.
I thought that was weird who they chose to be in that last scene to see them
getting married,
while they're getting married. You know, like, could he not go to Jess's house? I mean, they all have cell phones. They could have texted one another.
And the grandma
to the gazebo.
Grandma is
still
in Nantucket.
Which is quite a, you know, Nantucket to, you know, Connecticut. That's kind of a haul. So she's, I guess, coming in for the wedding later on in the day. There were some timeline issues that were a little too confusing for that one. But, we forgot to mention before we get to the end, but who is the big... Who is the big cameo?
The big cameo?
Cameo / character who's been...
Part of the show before?
Part of the show.
Well, it was the first boyfriend. Just
Daddy, that's not the one that everyone was waiting to see. That first boyfriend, yes. The first boyfriend showed up, the grocery, right? I guess he's still married to the same girl he married in the show, right? Didn't he marry a girl in the show
and
married, they had a kid?
She married a girl, but they broke up because she found out that he was talking with Rory.
Oh.
Yeah, so they were split for a little while, and Rory was visiting him.
And then they got back together. See,
you
know the show.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, that they didn't follow that their marriage. They were just following Rory's thing.
Oh. Rory,
what happened was that obviously this guy is from the wrong side of town, and so he was just pushed away. He realized, just like Jess, that he doesn't belong in the. Thanks.
But I thought, I thought he got married and had a kid. I thought in the actual Gilmore Girls show, in the show. Not in this episode, but I don't remember his backstory.
No.
But
that's what was explained. Like, so, sounds like she got two or three kids.
Kids.
But
he seems
happy.
No,
he just...
So we got all the major boyfriends out of the way. Who made all the cakes, Dad?
Oh, Suki.
Melissa McCarthy shows up.
That's true.
That's why I said when they want to get married. Oh, I think Suki will bake the cake.
So you were right.
She got plenty of cakes there.
Lots of cakes.
I guess those things are just for which one do you want?
Yes.
Wow, what a lot of waste.
A lot of cake. Hey, she could have all the cakes if she wants. Seems like it's going to be a big party. But it was nice.
Good for the rehearsal.
Yeah. It was nice to see her come back. And it seems like, you know, it was very sweet. Like you said, Michelle, right, is the other innkeeper's name. They did a couple of things where it's like they're supposed to be in the same room, but obviously they're not. So Melissa McCarthy could only get Melissa McCarthy there with Lorelai for one day to do this one scene, that was it. And then they threw in some other things to make it look like there was interaction.
Yeah, plus it's a little cheaper for the company.
Yes, true. But it was a nice way to include her into the show.
Yeah.
Her husband, I think, shows up in the very first in the winter mm-hmm. episode.
Yeah.
He kind of makes a small, but you never see the two of them in the same room. Yeah. So, but mm-hmm. it was nice that Suki gave a little, you know, had a little appearance. Showing, yeah, little yeah, appearance yeah. for all the fans. But that was, you know, so back to the, so they get married. I think they get married. I think mm-hmm. that's what ends up happening.
Mm-hmm.
And before that, Jess is also seen sort of giving this loving look at...
Looking through the window.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's why that final, when she said that magic word, I am pregnant.
Dad, you just jumped the gun. You just jumped the gun, Dad. We're going to talk about that. Oh, well, I guess we'll talk about that. So they get married, and then at the very end, they're at the gazebo, and they're sitting there, and they, you know, they're sitting there talking about it, and...
As usual, Lorelai they're having their happy. Mother-daughter.
They're having a mother-daughter chat. Mm-hmm. Lorelai is finally happy because she's with Luke. They're mm-hmm. married. Mm-hmm. And then Rory mm-hmm. looks a little forlorn. She kind of lost in her own head.
Mm-hmm.
And then she blurts out, "Now you can say it, Dad."
I am pregnant.
The exact words you want to hear from your dad, by the way. I am pregnant.
Laura, like, just look at her.
No, that's it. It's like they pull away and just the screen blanked out.
Yeah.
And, you know, you didn't see any faces.
I mean, so the way everyone's been talking about this is a one-off thing.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to do this one season, mm-hmm. and that's it. And then no more Gilmore Girls.
Mm-hmm.
But the way they made it sound is... No,
this,
there's another...
In my opinion...
Yes.
There's a thing that I've learned while being part of a choir. When you're... doing the verses and things like that,
uh-huh.
and then there's a part called the bridge. Look at the bridge. So to me, that scene is the bridge to something where this thing is going on, and maybe instead of Lorelai, now Rory is the mother, and it's gonna be the, and Lorelai becomes the
grandma,
and
then so Emily forth. Will. Disappear.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't think she's going to disappear. Yeah. I mean, that's the funny thing with the show, right? Or a lot, some of these shows is that money is not a problem in this show. Mm-hmm. Like it was in the earlier episodes, but mm-hmm. if she does have a kid, that's not going to be a problem. It's going to be who's the father, because mm-hmm. conceivably it's probably Logan.
Mm-hmm.
That's the obvious choice. But we don't know if, you know, Jess and her messed mm-hmm. around, you mm-hmm. know, like in another storyline that they don't let you in on yet until maybe mm-hmm. this next season, or the Chewbacca guy. So mm-hmm. not only that, she has to find out who the father is probably of the kid. And, you know, obviously Logan's already married, so that's probably going to be, that's going to be more dramatic to have.
Well,
but she's also 32, which is really different mm-hmm. than 16.
Right, right.
But she isn't married. It would be non-traditional. But,
yeah. I mean, it makes sense that it would be Logan because it's like she's the one that she has been sleeping with.
Yes.
With feelings that I imagine. You know, like there was that one night stand, so that's also a but that was what that one night stand was
spring.
Yeah, so this is fall, so that's she would be showing already, so you could
oh take that guy out.
Yeah, he
could. Yeah, take that's that true. Guy out. So it, I mean, it's got to be either Logan or Jess, and
yeah,
it's most likely Logan because that's the. And does Jess become?
No, because, yeah, like I started with the, yeah, Logan is probably the one that you could say him because they are, they were in bed. I mean, it's like they shared a room on when they did the expirat or whatever that thing that
I forget the.
Yeah.
The not Suicide yeah. Squad. It's the it's yeah. the, some sort of
it's the yeah the secret society.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that was in the in the summer. I think it wasn't in the spring. Spring the fall.
Fall.
So if it's fall, it, November that 5. Been,
that no, that's all in fall.
Yeah.
That. That was all fall.
Oh, is that right? Because
it was an hour. It was an hour and 42-minute episode.
Yeah.
So there was a lot of things that happened in that fall episode. Mm-hmm. So it can be Logan's kid. Most likely Logan's kid. It could be Jess's if there's some other sub story that they will do in this next season. So Dad, the show is not over yet. Obviously.
Yeah.
Because you know it's going to get picked up for season two.
Yeah. When, but my feeling is that when she was saying goodbye to the fun group, when she finally decided on what she was going to do, she went to the guy that told her what to do.
Yes, but we didn't see that. Yes,
right.
So we don't know that yeah. right now. Yeah, but, that but that's why you have the cliffhanger, right? Yeah, that's what
yeah,
they.
Yeah.
That's the.
But why
the
is
quintessential?
Yeah.
It's kind of the known cliffhanger. Yeah.
But why? It seems like they were avoiding. I mean, she was in the house. She comes in. It's like they were avoiding each other. And then when he was about to leave, when Jess was about to leave, he took a look inside admiringly at that. Yeah.
Yes. I think yeah. that's the point, is you're supposed yeah. to. There. That's right. As a mm-hmm. writer, you want mm-hmm. the audience to come back for more. So now mm-hmm. there's this question.
Yeah.
You know, I think, you know, her being pregnant is sort of, it's sort of funny because it's obvious and not obvious. Like, no one would think Rory would get pregnant out of marriage, but, or would do things not, you know, like she would learn from her mother, try to avoid that. And so, but at the same time, as a writer, that's sort mm-hmm. of
yeah.
exactly where the show has to go
yeah.
because well, it's interesting. It keeps people wanting to come yeah. back for
but
more.
But they make it parallel to what happened with the mom. It would be Logan, and Logan will be prevented from marrying her.
Because he's married. Because
he's already had, yeah, the family already has an approved thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
That'd be a little too, I mean, that's probably exactly how it's going to go, but...
Logan is already married?
He was engaged the entire yeah. time to some duchess or something like that, to royalty.
Yeah, and they're already sharing...
An apartment.
An apartment.
And then that one night, when sort of like a date.
Yeah.
But...
So we will see who gets the girl in the end.
The only thing where another thing I could point to Jess is that if she has been sleeping with Logan this many times, that means they're taking precautions. So it could only be in the heat of the moment.
a weird conversation to have with my dad. I'm not going to lie. A hypothetical who slept with who.
Well, and unfortunately, that's
protection or not used protection.
Unfortunately, that's the type of shows that the phone feed.
Yes, but that you're watching now. This show as well, Dad. Yes, and it's also how people operate in the real world. So this is not a chicken and egg question. That's actually how things happen. Anyways,
chicken and egg.
It's getting late. It's 10:30. So, if you have advice via Advice Corner, via the Gilmore Girls, those last two episodes, or now the entire season, I guess, whatever they're calling this, I think they're probably, this mini series is, what's your advice via this show? Don't jump all at once. Mom continues to scratch herself. Thanks for that, Madre. Yeah.
If you love someone, you really need to understand not only the words that they say, but all the body language that they show to you. Make sure you are not just using your ears, but also your eyes and your brain to understand, to communicate, or to get what needs to be done. And the final thing is that you then has to, if you don't understand, if you can't figure it out, ask. If you understand and it requires you to say, I'm sorry. If it requires that person to say, I'm sorry, or the require forgiveness from her, then you should tell him or her directly what is hurting you. In other words, open communication.
Or shutting your eyes, according to Mom. So that's the advice. Open communication or shutting your eyes, what Mom is doing right now. Well, she's shutting her eyes. Yeah. She's tired.
Yeah. But when you have that situation, then it takes the other person to take charge.
Yeah.
Takes
two to tango. Mm-hmm. Apparently, mm-hmm. as we saw in that mm-hmm. episode.
Yep.
Well, thanks, guys. Good times.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
You're welcome too, Mom. Okay. I love you, Mommy.
I love you too.
Good night.
Good night. I'm so sleepy.
Okay. You can go to bed now.
But I have to finish washing the dish.
Okay. Good night. Dad's putting on his Hallmark movie now. Great. Thanks again for listening. This is Marissa Martinez Marquez. You could find me on Facebook, and make sure you like, comment on iTunes about the PG podcast. So my dad has something fun to read because he loves the feedback on the show. I hope you all have a wonderful Valentine's Day. Oh, before I go, special thanks to Anne Warren for making all the music for the podcast that we use. And finally, thank you, Mom and Dad, for always being my Valentine. I love you so much, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye.